Stupidity is presented by ZipRecruiter. ZipRecruiter, the smartest way to hire. Don't forget to download and subscribe to ESPN Daily with my friend, Pablo Torre. He brings you the top story every day in about 20 minutes. You can listen to new podcasts daily on the ESPN app, Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Stukats.
This might be the one that gets us fired, Mike.
Yep.
Mike Golic Jr.
Be a good run. Back to 7 to 9 Sunday mornings.
This is Weekend Observations.
I'll see you there.
You're always there.
I haven't left.
Oh, I just dropped a cigarette. Hold on. Jesus Christ, where do I have to go?
Just so the audience knows what happened here. So the first thing Mike EC says to me when he gets on, Stanzik was not even in the Zoom yet. He says to me, so what's up with this Venmo thing? To which I responded, I would have sent you your Venmo already if I was confident it was your actual f***ing Venmo. But I don't even think Mike EC is confident. And then from there, Mike EC proceeded to drop a lit cigarette on the floor of his basement, and we're still not certain he found it yet. Now everyone's up to speed. Okay,
I see smoke, so he must have found it.
No, I didn't.
That's exactly what I did. I just lit another one.
Thank you, Mike. Yeah. So currently, again, just to get everyone up to speed, there is a lit burning cigarette on Mike EC's basement floor, and rather than find that one, he lit another.
Question. If the house starts burning, does Mike EC stop recording, or does he figure I'd rather get my airtime?
Lose airtime after last week? No way.
I got my laptop.
He will stay on Mike EA until the last piece of that house is burnt down to the ground.
There we go.
Oh, wow. Weekend observations.
There you go. I got a weekend observations hat.
Where's mine?
Yeah.
Next to Mikey C's.
Okay. I got offered one of those like 6 months ago, but thought they were so ugly. I decided not to accept it.
If it said Mikey C on it, you would have taken it.
Oh, yeah, that's the problem.
That would be glorious.
Let's get a smoke break hat. How about that? Or smoke break t-shirt.
I think a smoke break
air freshener.
I think there's got to be a smoke break hat, a swole break hat, a
swole break tank top,
shirt, yeah. Tank top, and a smoke break smoking vest or something like that.
Now that would be smoking sharp. Vest. That would be sharp. I would wear that.
And if it said Mikey C or Weekend Observation starring Mikey C, he would have bought that f***ing hat too. I mean, you're an asshole.
Well put.
How do you feel, Mikey C? I mean, you had a tooth removed from your nose, so we're wondering how you feel.
How the hell did this turn into a tooth being removed from my nose?
I read your text, and these guys deduced that the tooth was in your nose. Let me find the text you sent me.
I mean, I don't need to explain anatomy to you guys. You guys are familiar that your sinus cavity is right above your jawline, correct?
With a nose like yours.
Yeah, but Mike, I am familiar with that. We're also familiar with where our teeth are. They're in our mouth. I mean,
right, but they're right next to your sinus cavity. You look baffled. You know where your sinus cavities are, right?
So you have a mouth in your nose.
Right. Exactly. Well said. It all makes sense now.
So the root of your tooth, especially the molar that's closest to the sinus cavity, could get dangerously close to that sinus cavity. And if you were to remove that tooth improperly and perforate your sinus cavity, then if you were to drink Red Bull or anything, it would just come out your nose.
Have you tried to smoke through your nose mouth?
Yes, I did.
Of course he has.
When they told me that I couldn't smoke for 2 days, I tried everything.
All right, so when the oral surgeon did this, okay, he said, how long was it, 48 hours you couldn't smoke?
He said, well, first they said 72 hours. I said, there's no way it could go 72 hours. He goes, well, at least go 48 hours.
And you went?
20 minutes.
Gojo, you had it. I think you took the under. The under was set at 25 minutes.
And it probably would have been shorter if I didn't have this big thing of gauze in my mouth and couldn't fit a cigarette in there.
Wasn't afraid to light the gauze on fire in his mouth or anything.
Gojo, we were asking Mikey how he was feeling after having a tooth removed from his nose.
got to be pretty difficult. I saw him in the parking lot, and he was out there still just sopping up the blood off his nose. So he's trying to deny it, but we know the truth.
I have a tooth in my nose.
No, you had a whole mouth.
That of all the things we've made fun of Mikey for on this podcast, this is the thing he's
finally – this is the one.
This is where he draws the line.
Yeah. And all of a sudden, he becomes a fucking doctor. A Harvard degree. It's unbelievable.
You don't need to be Dr. Fauci to know where your sinus cavity is located. It's right next to your jawline.
Right at your nose.
But Mike, yeah, but Mike, your teeth don't go up that far is what we're...
Yes, they do. Yes, yes. See?
Mike, that's the root. That's the gum. The roots of your teeth go up that far.
Yeah, the root. That's why you need to have a special surgery. You can't just yank the thing out. You need to have a special surgery, which I had last week. Thanks, I'm feeling okay.
Yeah.
To have this thing removed, or you could perforate your sinus cavity.
Mikey, in all honesty, I was going to text you to see how you were doing, but then I just carried on living my life.
Yeah.
Mike, did anyone – Mikey C., did anyone reach out from Weekend Observations?
One person. Who? Dan Stanzer.
Oh, wow.
I got you, Mikey.
Good job. I just figured, I mean, there was a group text where he said you were smoking 20 minutes later. I figured everything was fine. Right?
I was going to say, the minute you buck the doctor's advice and rip a heater 20 minutes after the surgery, in my mind, you have let everybody know. That is the literal smoke signal for I am okay.
Yes. Yes.
The literal smoke signal.
Well done. Well done.
Yes. He sends out an O and a K. Gojo, where are you today? Because everyone's in their familiar surroundings. You are in a different locale today. Where are you hanging out?
I am exercising my squatter's rights in my dad's office at the Worldwide Leader. So I'm in here making sure that a Golic will man down this office. I have carved Junior into the outside of the door, and we're good to go.
Well done. Where'd Mikey C go? Is he still looking? So you missed this part of it. And we'll get to our – we're having a debate. I don't know what we're debating. I don't know what we're running for. But there's going to be a debate. And after a few questions, we'll have to go to a smoke break. That will be halftime because one of the candidates will need a cigarette. but where is he? Because, Mike, you missed this. A lit cigarette fell on the floor of his basement. He looked around for about 30 seconds – and then decided, forget about the lit cigarette that might burn down my house. I'll just light up another one.
Do you know how many lit cigarettes I've dropped on the floor? This house, I don't know what it's made out of, but it's really hard to burn down a house because I would have done it by now.
Mikey, I got to say, I'm just amazed that, like, because I'm assuming this is only an issue because you've got carpet in your basement. And by the looks of the rest of it, I would assume that's a concrete floor that makes it easier to drag the bodies across.
No. In fact, here,
easier cleanup.
I got to send you this. I'll send you a picture of the carpet on the group chat. You got to see this.
Please,
carpet.
Please don't.
Please, oh my God. No. Please do.
Please don't put a black light to it.
Please do. Mikey C., while you're taking a picture of the carpet, why don't you give us your general feelings on how last week's episode went without you? Because we know you listened, and by listen, you listened every fucking second of it. And I'm just wondering how you felt about the episode. We couldn't replace you with just one Mikey, so we replaced you with every Mikey that we know. How'd you feel about it?
You want the God's honest truth?
I want the God's honest. I want whatever you feel, man. That's what I want.
So I had every intention. I wanted to listen just to see how it would sound without me.
Right.
And I got to about 5-6 minutes in when Mikey C. was first mentioned. 6 minutes? Actually, it was more. I think it was 8 minutes before I was even mentioned.
Right.
Unless I skipped through that part. I don't know. But it was about 8 minutes till I heard my voice or my name for the first time.
Yeah.
And then you guys started talking about something else, and I didn't listen anymore.
Oh. You sound like me after a fight with my wife.
Jesus.
Yeah, and then you were talking about something else. I wasn't paying attention.
What's incredible to me is like
left.
None of this is for show either because I was walking in from the parking lot here when I pulled in at Bristol.
That's amazing.
And Mikey's going out to his car to like rip a heater or do something else. And he's the only person walking around campus with no mask on because he doesn't give a shit.
Right.
And
blowing smoke in everyone's face. I mean.
And he sees me by my car and I go, hey, Mikey, what's up? And I was like, we missed you last week. He goes, I know. And the third person effortless just roll off for Mikey where he says, yeah, it took you guys 8 minutes last week to even mention Mikey C. I was like, oh, okay, you just do this in real life too. That's right.
What's even better is he stopped listening when we were done talking about Mikey C.
I believe that's what happened, yes.
Right. Did you guys see the picture of his carpet? It's made out of ash.
What?
Have you seen this thing?
I'm not gonna lie. When I first opened it, it took my eyes a second to adjust because I was very worried that was a different white substance on the ground.
Wait a second. That's not a carpet. There's wood underneath all those ashes.
There is wood underneath that, yeah.
I thought it was a gray carpet.
Oh, my God.
Mike.
It's an area rug.
Mikey, it's a visual representation of how you smell.
But if you zoom in, you will see like all the marks where I dropped cigarettes and it hasn't been on fire yet.
Mikey, hey, just that thick carpet with smoke stuck in it.
You know that carpet, it hasn't been clean in forever. He's walking around with dog shit on his shoes.
There's no dogs in here.
It's gross.
If you flip it upside down, it's actually kind of like Mikey C's face, a bad carpet up top and a lot of gray speckled in on the bottom.
Does it have a nose mouth?
Well, you guys got all the jokes today, huh?
Hey, you wanted to talk about Mikey C. Here we are.
We're talking about Mikey C.
Good to have you back, Mike.
Yeah.
Not talking about Mikey E. We're not talking about...
I was going to be so curious to see which Mikey that Mikey C liked the most. A, B, C, D.
You didn't listen to it.
You didn't listen to it.
Who did you guys like the most from that? I Tannenbaum to me was very, very good. Underrated.
Tannenbaum was on.
We had Mikey T. Yeah.
Who else did you have? Mikey, I know. Who did you have on?
I'm going with Eves. Mikey E was my favorite.
Mikey E was
Michael Eves.
Yeah, Michael Eves is great. Yeah. Michael Eves is great.
I don't know, man. I was really partial to Mikey B.
Mikey B was my favorite. Which Mikey B, though? We had two.
Mikey B.
That's right. We had Mike Biamonte, who was the in-house voice. Yeah. Too many smokes.
He gave you a Miami Heat intro, and you didn't hear it. He announced you as if you were in the Miami Heat starting lineup, and you didn't hear it.
Mikey, hey, we made the whole – even with all the Mikey replacements, we still made the show about Mikey C, and he didn't listen to any of it. It was a tribute to you, man.
Yeah, all right. I'll listen.
Who was the other Mikey B?
Well, it was Golic's friend with the Steelers. And that leads us to our next item to discuss.
Oh, that does lead us to it. Mikey, are you aware of this yet?
Yes, I'm very well aware.
Oh, old Chase Claypool.
Yeah. Yeah. Couldn't help but notice where he appeared.
Mike so Judas Golic Jr.
Mikey J.
Mikey J. Stupidity. So anyway, just so people are aware, and Mikey C, you're probably
let me know
not.
What's going on here. So,
Chase, Mikey C, are you aware that Mike Gold Jr. went to Notre Dame? Let's start there.
Yes, I'm familiar with that part, yeah.
So did Chase Claypool. He's a
receiver. The guy was, killing it for the Steelers.
Very good. He's killing it for the Steelers. He's had back-to-back big weeks. So we asked Mike to get on to see if Chase Claypool would come on Weekend Observations with us last week. It just so happens that the media relations director, who's a friend of Mike Golic Jr., is a Mikey B. And so he was on the show, but he could not get us Chase Claypool. So then Claypool had another big game, and Stanzik and I again asked Mike Golic Jr. to get Chase Claypool on Weekend Observations this week. Mike Golic Jr. followed through. He did get him on a show, just not this one. He got him on his afternoon show, and I think you're taping with him at 3 o'clock today, aren't you, Mike?
Listen.
I'm sorry, I exposed you.
I'll tell you exactly what happened on this one.
Shanae is outbooking you really, really bad, and you had to bring an ASAP. I got it.
In the worst way. Yeah. I am getting absolutely taken out behind the woodshed on my own show. I had to start bringing something to the table before they realized very quickly that I am basically like a third arm on that show. I am pretty much useless. Actually, a third arm would be great. I need a third something that would be more useless. Mikey C on that show.
Yeah.
Third mouth.
Wait, who's the biggest guest that Shanae has booked here, Gold?
The biggest guest that she's booked so far. I mean, she got us.
Bird or something.
Yeah, I mean, we did get Sue Bird on there. It's a pretty big one. Danny Green from the Lakers as they were going into the bubble. She's on top of the NBA ones, and she's going to close a few other ones in there. So, again, I get this text, and you mentioned last time, you and Stanzik text me. You guys follow up. 2 minutes after the follow-up is when I actually put the ask in for that day, for that afternoon, and then told Stanzik, oh, yeah, no, I finally got the no back from him, trying to basically lie to you guys so it sounded like I had done this when I was supposed to at the beginning. We move on. We get Mikey B on the podcast last week. He stiffs us for Claypool or Ben Roethlisberger or Mike Tomlin. All we wanted him on was in the background. Mikey B had us on FaceTime. And so I get this text on Monday. I think this is right around when you guys had texted me. And I get this text on Monday from Mikey B, and he says, how about either taping Chase during the 3 p.m. window or at 4:15 on Wednesday? And because he had been on this pod with us, I just assumed he was talking about this podcast. And so I said, I will send you guys the screenshot so you know this is what I said. I said, oh, I love that. Let me check with our producer, Stanzik, on that 3 o'clock window, but that should be money. Also, if both are possible, we'd love to have him on the radio show at 4:15. Totally separate audience, but also don't want to overstep here, so no's totally fine on that one. He texted me back and it said, I'm talking about the radio show.
he was on with us, and he's like, no, I'm not giving you Chase.
I tried, like.
Okay, that's fair.
Respect, Mikey B does his work.
I had an idea with Stanzik last night where you guys run your interview. It would be the most stupidity thing ever. You run the interview with Claypool, but it was too much editing for Stanzik. We take out all of Shanae's questions, and we have Mikey C. And you just make it seem like it was ours. It could have been good. It could have been good.
Stupidity!
All right, Stanzik, what do you want to do here? Mikey C. and I are going to debate. Since at the time that we're taping this, presidential debate is this evening. So at the time we're taping. So Stanzik, how much time do we need for this? We have a smoke break as well. We got a lot to do here, guys, and not a lot of time. So
we do have a lot to get to. This debate idea is a Mike A original. It's topical. And so originally we had planned to get someone more reputable than me, Michael Jr. and Mikey A to moderate this debate between two degenerates, Mikey C and Stu Gatz, but nonetheless, we are left with ourselves. So we have a lot of topics that are relevant, and Mikey C and Stu Gatz will debate those topics for an unnamed position that you guys are allegedly running for.
Okay, so an unnamed
unless anyone position. Has a suggestion about what they should be running for.
So, guys, what would Mikey C and I, if we were both running for something, what would we be running for? I don't like the president of what, like
president of sports media.
Well, I like that.
Host of my own show.
Way to set the bar lower.
I mean, Mikey A just offered to be, you could be the president of all of sports.
Oh, okay.
Sports media.
I guess that would fall under that umbrella.
I'm pretty certain if you're the president of all sports media, you give yourself your own show, okay?
I was surprised Mikey didn't go gas station cigarette attendant.
If in the presidential debate, one of them was just like, guys, I don't really want this. I'll just take governor of Connecticut.
He wants to replace Sargeel at the gas station.
Sargeel in for the next debate.
Speaking of Sargeel, we still need your guys' votes for the Stewies. So yeah, I'll send you all the categories. I need your votes.
Maybe we'll do that next week, and we'll bring the winners on for a quick speech. All right? Yeah. Is that good?
That works for me. Doing it on the fly here. All right, Mikey C, are you ready? Stu Gatz, are you ready?
I am ready. Now, how are we going to determine who wins this debate? Like,
Mike A and Michael Jr. They'll decide.
Okay, and are you going to rotate? Like, are you the sole moderator here, or is Mikey A going to ask? Mikey?
I'll read the questions. They'll weigh in and make comments and decide who wins.
Dan Stanzik was born to be a great moderator.
Okay. All right, you're right.
It's the glasses, I think.
It's the glasses.
It's the general attitude.
It's everything you give off, Stanzik.
Your general ethos is the debate moderator.
You give off George Stephanopoulos.
Did I ever tell you the best compliment I ever got from Ryan Russillo?
What?
He came in as I was working on the herd at the time, and he came in one morning, and Rosillo is not one to, one, give compliments, or two, talk to other people unless he has to.
Correct.
So he comes into the studio once, and he's like, hey, dude, I don't say this enough, but you guys are great with Colin. Stanzik, I love your whole ornery thing. And I'm like, it's not a thing. Me?
Wait, Rosillo put that many words together and said them all at once?
Yeah.
Yeah, Mikey, what's the best compliment thing he ever gave you?
Yeah.
I don't think he's ever complimented me.
Congratulations, Stanzik.
Yeah. All right, so on to the weekend observations debate here. We're going to run through a bunch of topics that are topical in our society, and then Mikey C. and Stugatz will debate them. We'll start with the record of the candidates. Stugatz, we'll start with you. What is the thing you have done or said in this industry that you are most proud of?
Wow, there were several things, several takes, several events that I've done. The fantasy football marathon with Gojo is certainly up there, but it's not the answer. My answer would be a couple of Saturday mornings ago, in a pinch, College Game Day, could not find a celebrity guest picker. They called me up 9 in the morning, and they asked me to be that celebrity picker, and I went on College Game Day, and I think I am still the leader thus far through 6 or 7 weeks here of the college football season. So I would say celebrity guest picker with Reese Kirk and all those guys is probably the best thing I've done in this industry.
I mean, one of the other pickers was Chris Paul, so you beating him doesn't impress me much. But Mikey T, same question to you.
Same question to me. Well, with me, I have also said a lot of things. It's just a matter of how many things people have heard. You know, I said things like LeBron will probably go to Miami. I said things like the Rays will be in the World Series, stuff like that. But what probably
you never
the
greatest said that, thing I've right. ever said. Ever.
That's what I mean. Like, I say all these things and nobody hears them. Mm-hmm. Come on down. Let's get ready to rumble. But nobody hears any of these things. Mm-hmm. So I'll just say the greatest thing I probably ever said was, I was Stugatz before Stugatz. Everyone heard that part. So why would you want Stugatz when you could have Stugatz before Stugatz? I rest my case. Win that
wow.
one.
That
rest
actually,
your case. In I'm terms of career accomplishments, you were Stugatz before I was Stugatz, even though you weren't, and I went to College Game Day. I mean, I parlayed my Stugatz a lot further than you parlayed your Stugatz. Your Stugatz is now taking orders from the real Stugatz.
Well, like I said, nobody really hears me, so.
All right, well, that leads me right to question number two, and Mikey C., we'll start with you on this one. What are some of your opponent's weaknesses?
Oh, f*** you.
My opponent's weakness?
Weaknesses.
My opponent's weakness.
He only has one?
No, that's what I'm saying. My opponent's weakness is his weakness. I'm much stronger a candidate, which vice versa would mean his biggest weakness is his weakness.
Oh my God. I am already voting for Stu.
Thank you. I'm the president of sports.
I'm thoroughly confused. I think Mikey C was trying to tout his biceps or triceps there. I'm not exactly sure if that was the end goal. But Stugatz, same question to you. What are some of your opponents?
My strengths are my strength, which would mean my candidate's weakness is his weakness.
All right, your time is up. What was the question?
What are some of your opponent's weaknesses?
Breathing. I mean, you want to put a man in charge of sports for the next 4 years who might not make it until tomorrow. Get out of here. I mean, so that's his biggest weakness is his ability to stay alive.
Look at Joe Biden. I mean, he's running.
He doesn't smoke a carton of cigarettes, Mike.
I will say this. Mikey's body does.
Guarantee I will outlast Joe Biden.
Mikey's body does have the ability to adapt. It's already grown a second mouth.
Yeah, Joe Biden hasn't grown one tooth in his nostril.
Jesus Christ, with these teeth in the nose. It's a sinus cavity.
I know you have. You can only have a cavity in your sinus if you got a tooth in there.
Oh, good Lord.
We're getting off topic, Mr. Two Mouth.
Stugatz, we'll stick with you. We're still on the record of the candidates, and this announcement should be coming soon from you. So who at ESPN would you choose as your running mate and why?
Wow. That's a great question. I was, it's funny. I was just thinking about this the other day. Mike Golic Jr. would certainly be in that conversation. Mita Kimes would certainly be in that conversation. I'm going to go with Dominique Foxworth, though. I think Foxworth, great hype man, very well connected to athletes, a former athlete, and a good friend, and super smart. Maybe the smartest guy we have here at ESPN. So I'm going to go Dominique Foxworth. He would be my running mate.
Mikey C, same question to you. Who would be your running mate and why?
All right, knock this one out of the park, because I would take L. Duncan as my running mate. I get the Latino vote. I get the suburban women vote. And I get a great singer along who's accompanying me. And we've made a great team in the past. And she could stand to be in the same room without getting grossed out with me. So
she'd be half a breath away from taking over the office.
Eileen Mikey, bringing it back towards the middle.
Really? Like, oh, really? Do you, Mikey A? Oh,
I do.
Really? Okay. All right.
We're gonna shift topics here. We're gonna go to social issues.
I think it's neck and neck right now. I've got it like 12-10, Mikey, on my scorecard.
Well, Mikey, listen, Mikey A says he is swayed. You have swayed him over to your side. So right now,
I swayed him back to the middle.
Okay. Fine.
When you're that large, you can't be swayed much ways very easily.
Attaboy.
So. Oh, Jesus Christ. Way to insult the guy who's determining your f***ing fate.
The joke was better in my head than when it came out my mouth.
Yeah, it wasn't good.
I hope so.
If you heard it in my head, you'd be dying laughing.
All right, go ahead.
All right, Mikey C, we'll start with you. In the 3 years since Charlottesville, 117 Confederate statues have been removed. Give the audience an example of a sports statue you would either take down or erect.
I'll give this a serious question, or a serious answer, I mean. I would probably put the Core Four outside of Yankee Stadium. That would, of course, being Jeter. The Core Four, you know, the Yankees, outside of Yankee Stadium.
We're waiting for
can you name them?
Four. We got Jeter.
Yes, I can name them. Jeter.
Please say you can't. Please say you can't. Please,
Mariano.
Yeah.
Jesus Christ, I'm a Yankee fan. Why am I
Core Four?
I need two more.
Yeah. This is the kind of planning our country needs.
You had this answer prepared.
I'm a Yankee fan. I know. I'm just drawing a blank. I forget the core. You guys know the Core Four, Jeter.
Yeah, we know it. Here's the thing. We do know it, and we're not Yankee fans. I mean,
Posada.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
More. That's the Core Three.
And
sorry, your time's
Andy
up.
Pettit.
Next.
Nailed it. Andy Pettit. Thank you.
The Core Four. So that's the statue we put up, the Core Four, right? Okay. Andy Pettit's a snitch, Mike. Why would you put him up there?
Hey, he came back. He resoluted all his sins. We took him back. He's okay.
He did. He lied to Congress, I think, didn't he? Wait, did I just have Pettit? He's the only one who told the truth. I'm sorry.
Yeah, he told the truth after he got caught. Stugat, same question to you.
Did Pettit perjure himself?
I did. It was really – I'm sorry. My bad. That was Rafael Palmeiro. Okay.
Same thing.
And then suddenly Sammy Sosa couldn't speak English. It was amazing.
Yes.
And then he became Sam Sosa. I'm sorry, we digress. Go ahead.
Dear God, same question to you. Give the audience an example of a sports statue you'd either take down or erect.
I would definitely take down the Jerry Richardson statue in front of the Carolina Panthers Stadium. I think the owner Tepper took it down already, or he just put it like in a storage unit somewhere. It is Jerry Richardson in a suit holding a football next to two Panthers. I would take that one down for a number of different reasons. The one I would put up, though, and I am telling you, I am doing everything I can for the city of Miami to get this statue erected right now, as soon as possible. That would be just a statue of Ray Allen midair taking what was and what is the biggest shot in NBA playoff history. That's the statue I would put up right in front of the American Airlines Arena. How about that?
Are you going to make a statue of something in midair?
Well, we can figure it out, Mike.
All right. Well, I think I won that one, too.
Okay. How are you going to make a statue of 2.5 people?
Right. The Core 2.5.
You know how long it takes to build a statue? By the time they got one done, I'd remember who the other three were.
You just use the ash on your carpet and mold it.
Mikey A., have you seen the Jerry Richardson statue?
I have. It's off-putting.
The favorite thing about the statue and the part that they left is that the Panthers have lifelike genitalia.
They really do. They do. Oh, my God.
They gave them balls.
Mikey C perked up there at genitalia.
Yeah, I really did. I just thought I found my cigarette that I dropped, and it wasn't.
Holy shit. That thing's still burning on the floor? Oh, my God. Now, if you found it, would you pick it up?
His worry isn't that it's going to burn the house down. His worry is that it's not getting smoked.
Right. A waste of a cigarette, yes.
Mm. All right, Stugatz, we'll start with you. Still on social issues here. Pope Francis endorsed same-sex civil unions for the first time yesterday, which is a big step in the right direction for the LGBTQ community. Who is a member of the same sex you find attractive?
Huh. Member of the same sex that I find attractive? That is a very good question. I forgot the answer.
I can go if you want to pass on this one first.
No, I don't want to pass on this. I don't want to pass on this one. Rhys Davis would certainly, who's a member of the same sex you find attractive? I'm giving this one a lot of thought because I want to pick the right person here. Mike Golick Sr. is attractive. Greeny's very attractive. I'm going to say Jimmy Pitaro. Jimmy Pitaro is by far.
What a kiss.
By far. The most attractive same-sex attraction I have is to Jimmy Pitaro, our boss and president.
Mikey C.
Well, if I was to pick somebody of the same sex that I would want to marry, it would probably be Mikey C, because I think I'm looking right about now. I tell you, I weigh 195 pounds, could bench press 180, blue eyes.
Nose mouth.
No nose mouth. I knew you were going to throw that in. That's why I paused. So, yes. I mean, if you want to be, like, cutting edge and really liberal, let's do a same person marriage. Why stop at same sex?
Mikey C going with the man in the mirror. Gojo, as a weightlifter, shouldn't someone be able to bench press their own weight?
Generally, rule of thumb, you'd like to be able to bench your body weight in most instances here. So, Mike.
Well, I mean, I'm doing that for reps. I'm not maxing out yet, you know, because there's a coronavirus out there, and it's kind of hard to ask people for spots. So,
interesting. All right. Sounds like an excuse, but I'll buy it for now.
It really does.
All right. Win that one, too.
By the way, if we're talking about good-looking men, Stugatz, your running mate, I'm a-looking and I'm a-liking.
Oh, Dominique?
Dominique, I don't know what he's done with his hair during the last
He looks amazing.
Or so.
Yeah, he looks amazing.
He looks incredible right
he
now.
He really
he's
does.
He's always been a good-looking dude, but the haircut he's got right now, lights out.
I know. He's got, like, listen, he has the rare combination of intelligence, good looks, athleticism. He's got it all. He really does. I mean, why are we running for anything? He should take all our positions, and he is. He's coming for all of them.
All right, one more category before.
Who does Mikey A find attractive? I want to know who Mikey A finds attractive.
Oh, man, give me Derek Jeter. Give me one of the core four.
Ah, jeez.
Give me the core four.
There you go.
Jeter has a head shaped like a potato.
Yeah. And eyes, and eyes that you can't get past.
That's a fair point. Mikey C, of the core four, who are you most attracted to?
Believe it or not, Jeter was always going to be my pick on that, too. I figure I don't want somebody – I mean, I'm not – I mean, I am, well, 195 now, but, you know, I'm a tiny guy for the most part. I don't want somebody too intimidating. You know, I need somebody around my side. Let's move on. I don't. I've given this too much thought to give you my thoughts on it. Never mind.
Posada's so intimidating.
Yeah, he's got big hips.
Oh God! Rush you back from the plate.
Yeah. Doesn't wear those batting gloves. Who knows what his hands are like?
Oh boy!
If we just stop talking, Mikey will continue to talk. And bury himself.
That's what I'm hoping for.
You guys have a mute button, right? Like, they got that in the debate.
Just he keep said going up, Posada.
He said you like that he doesn't wear gloves?
All right, that was
he doesn't wrap it.
I don't like that he doesn't wear gloves.
What's the number? Like, when he holds some fingers down between his legs, what gets you most excited?
As I said, Posada has got two big hips for me.
You're definitely a change-up guy.
By the way, I like to be transparent on this show. Back to the – I was supposed to say DK Metcalf there, and I didn't say it. because he's more of a man than all of us. Like, he makes Claypool feel bad about himself. Okay. Jesus Christ. Oh my God.
All right, let's hit one more category before one of our candidates needs to take a smoke break. And we're gonna
move. Which is exactly why you should vote for him.
we're gonna move to foreign policy. And Mikey C, we'll start with you. The whole world is watching this election to see how U.S. foreign policy may change in the coming years. Who is your favorite foreign-born athlete and why?
That would be easy, and would be for everything that we – pretty much everything the opposite of what we were just talking about, because I would go with Anna Kournikova as the best and my favorite foreign athlete born. Pretty much anyone from that, like, Russian-Baltic area that plays tennis with blonde hair, I would probably put on this list as well, but Anna Kournikova was probably the only one that I was able to name. So she would be my – hold on, I just found
her. He just found his cigarette.
He just found his cigarette.
So, Mike, the –
It ran for the door.
Mike, it's your favorite foreign-born athlete, and then why? Why? Because you didn't give it away in your answer.
Because she is beautiful. She'll wear gloves. Her hips aren't too big. Everything that Posada doesn't have, she's got.
Like a vagina?
Yeah, more importantly.
I mean, technically, at times, when she's doing the thing that she does have two balls. I mean, bad joke!
Whoa! All right, it's rare in a debate to hear a candidate.
Wait, hold on. Did you find the cigarette? Did he find the cigarette? Yes. And you're smoking it?
Yeah.
Off of that floor?
It's a full cigarette.
Oh, you're right. It is. Don't let that one go to waste. I'm sorry. He just lit it. He's fucking crazy.
Even Scott's is like, oh, yeah, you got to smoke that.
Yeah, you have to.
It's a win. All right. It's rare to hear a candidate so openly discuss the relations they'd like to have with a Russian operative. Stugat, same question to you. Who is your favorite foreign-born athlete and why?
I'm going to say Dante DiVincenzo. Either him or Giancarlo Stanton. I mean, and I don't need to tell you why on Stanton, but I will. Monster dong. I mean, how about that?
Jeez, he's still staying with the LGBTQ question.
Pretty certain Dante is from Ohio. I have no idea.
It's Delaware. And Giancarlo Stanton was born in L.A.
Okay, really? That's unfortunate. I mean, and he called himself Giancarlo? I mean,
it was Mike.
It was Michael.
It was Mike. Oh, yeah, I forgot about that. Okay. Delaware is a – I mean, Delaware is a foreign country, isn't it?
Have you ever been there?
Have you?
No.
Has anyone ever been to Delaware?
Mike's been there every year. Yeah, he's
Mikey,
been
you went there. You had to bring your passport, right?
Of course. By the time I showed, I was through.
Right, I think so we realized because today, I was the only one to answer that one properly. So
the key is just to give Mikey C space and see what he does around it.
Just let Posada come out of him.
Just give him nothing. Oh God, well, I mean, that sounded a little too sexual.
I think he's coming out of him.
You're right. The old keep number one.
All right, yeah. So all Stu's right. Calling number one.
Get Posada on the podcast. In fact, get the core four.
Posada smoke break, Mikey.
You got to get that done. You know Posada smokes, right?
Bravo.
Of those four, who looks like the most likely one to smoke is Posada, right?
Either him or Pettit. I could see Pettit on the ranch, you know, pull out like a Marlboro, one of those cowboy killers and – have like the sunset in the background while he's on his horse.
You got to give him credit. He nailed where Pettit would be if he was smoking a cigarette. He did. On a ranch.
Stupidity.
All right. So Smoke Break is a segment that we came up with. Mikey was not paying attention to the show when we actually did it on the radio. He was out by the dumpster on the Bristol campus smoking a cigarette. So we decided to make a whole segment about it. Really, it's made Mikey see. And it's made this podcast. And we love him. You want to preview this for us? Give us a little tease, a little taste of what we're about to hear here.
Well, last week I brought on one of my favorite YouTubers, Dom Mazzetti, who does like these bro tips for gym guys like myself. This week I decided to be a little artsy and I brought one of my favorite TikTokers on. This guy is actually one of the most popular TikTokers out there. If you are on TikTok, you'll probably recognize him. And he's got a little poetry flair to him.
All right, great lead-in. Guys, none of you are going to know who this is, and it's going to be very hard to understand him. But here it is.
And now it's time for a smoke break with Mikey C.
Hello and welcome to the new exciting edition of Smoke Break with your host, Mikey C. This is another COVID edition, so I'm not outside by a dumpster smoking. I'm in the studio actually vaping. But it gives me the opportunity to speak to some very big name people. And I know when you guys think of poetry, you probably think of William Shakespeare, Emily Dickinson, maybe Edgar Allan Poe. But in 2020, if you think of poetry, you think of one person, and that's this guy right here.
Send this to someone that you hate. Roses are red, violets are green. I want to kick you right in the spleen. Your face is ugly and you look like a rat. I can fix that with my baseball bat.
And that, of course, is none other than Roshan Jeep. He is...
Hello, everybody.
Yep, there he is right there. Roshan, I'm so excited that you're joining me. You've got...
I'm excited too, Mike.
You've got like over 4 million TikTok followers. You can find him on TikTok at Roshan with... four N's, Roshan one. You couldn't find Roshan, which is one N, huh?
Yeah, I mean, yeah, the username was kind of taken, so pretty much is useful. Why not?
Yeah, well, you could also find him on Instagram at Roshan, which is the one N, at Roshan111. Your Twitter handle is a little long. That's at Nicholas Roshan one. But TikTok, Instagram, you could even find him on YouTube if you search Roshan G. And you can find some of the funniest poems that you would ever hear. Roshan, let me give it another example. This is another one I like.
All right.
Send this to someone you don't like. I really want to punch you now. You look like an ugly cow. I want to kick you in the face because you are a big disgrace.
Now, if that's not talent, I don't know what talent is. How long have you been making these poems for?
I've been making these poems ever since the start of my TikTok career, which was in April, actually. I haven't been doing these poems for like... my life, actually. I haven't been doing it for like a long time. I've just been doing it since I started TikTok, honestly.
You're
like,
kidding.
It kind of opened up my poetry side. Yeah, I'm not kidding you. I'm actually being serious.
Really? So you just all of a sudden said, you know what? I here's a funny poem. I'm going to put it on TikTok, and then it went viral?
Yeah, pretty much. The first one that I actually put out got like 20 million views.
20 million?
In a day. Yeah, in a day.
In one day?
Yeah, in one day, it got 20 million views. But the most viral one is, I think it has like about 52 million views.
52 million views. I mean, that's big. Those are big. That's like Kim Kardashian numbers. So you're like a big celebrity there in Malaysia, probably, right?
I wouldn't consider myself a celebrity, but I'm an influencer. I believe I have, as currently, I am the largest TikToker in Malaysia. Yeah.
There you go. Do you ever get stopped on the street? Do people say, hey, there goes Yeah?
Yeah, there was like, there was this girl at like a salon that like stopped me. And then she was like, hey, you're Roshan, right? I was with my mom. And then she just saw me and then she was like, hey, I remember you from TikTok. And then I'm like, yeah. It's funny because like we were sitting in the same place for like 30 minutes and then we didn't recognize each other. And then she just acknowledged my existence like 30 minutes later and was like, hey, you're the TikToker, right?
You're the TikToker, yeah. Well, here's another example. When I say the slap, see, most people know you as send this to somebody you want to slap in the face, like this one here.
Send this to someone you want to slap in the face. Roses are blue, violets are brown. I want to send you 6 feet down. Knock you out till you have no teeth. Boy, you're so ugly, you belong to the streets.
I mean, that's fantastic. What do your parents think of your poems?
My parents think that I insult people too much.
Oh, really?
I mean, no, actually, they really love it. But then again, they're like, hey, you should do some. Send it to someone that you love, which is exactly what I did, actually. Well, I did more of the loved ones, and those went viral, too. Yeah,
that is true. Roshan does. He's not just an edgy person. He does have a sensitive side. In fact, I have an example of that right here.
Send this to someone that you love. I have something to say. I hope you have a great day. Because every once in a while, you never fail to make me smile.
See that? You do have a sensitive side.
Yeah, that's a sensitive side.
Do women find your poetry like attractive? Because women love poetry, and you know they might want you to write
it's
something.
It's funny that you mentioned that, because I think 65% of my followers are actually women.
Really? Yeah.
Yeah. It's actually like statistically proven. Like, because in TikTok we can check our analytics. So I was just like, okay, they give like the percentage of the audience that's male and female, and majority is female actually. So I was like, okay, that's interesting. Had no idea.
Yeah. Oh, maybe I should start doing some poetry too then. I don't know. I got one. I wrote a poem for the people that do my podcast. Tell me what you think of this. You ready?
All right.
Twinkle, twinkle, there's Stugatz. You look like a bunch of snots. Gojo takes too much airtime. Wish he spoke more like a mime. Dan Stanzik's annoying too, but not as much as Mike Antonou.
Hey, that's actually pretty good.
Not bad.
That's very good. Yeah, I like that. It rhymes. Yeah.
I don't know, but
see, like poetry doesn't have to rhyme, but for me, it has to rhyme.
But it's more than just your rhyming. You got the great voice. You're a young kid. How old are you? You look young.
I'm actually 16.
16. Yeah. So you're a young kid. You've got you've got a bright future ahead of you. You got the great.
Thank you very much.
Plus, I don't know, the smartest thing, I don't know how you discovered to do this, but the way you hold your phone microphone to make it, you know, a little bit louder, or we call it overmodulated, brilliant. Brilliant. That's what makes it. And I saw. Yeah. I think you get a lot of hate for that too. But that's what makes it so fun.
Yeah. I use my earphone, so like if I want like scream in the mic, it's kind of like pretty close to my mouth.
Oh. Well, it's just brilliant. You are
thanks.
To me, like, you are one of the best things to come out of 2020, which doesn't say much with everything in 2020, but.
Well, thank you very much. That's very nice of you.
So Roshanjit, you could catch him on TikTok. You could be one of his TikTok followers. He's at Roshan with 4 N's, 1 on TikTok. His Instagram is Roshan111. And you can find him on YouTube if you just search Roshanjit. Thank you so much, Roshan, for doing this interview. I really appreciate it. Keep up the good work.
And, no problem, Mike.
Yeah, hopefully I can have you again on soon.
Soon, yeah, sure. When I hit 10 million,
there you go.
I'll come back. Sure.
You got to unmute your mic, Stu.
Gojo, I'm not gonna lie, it's a top 5 smoke break. Did you ask him if he could I don't know if I heard this correctly. At the very beginning, were you criticizing him for having too many N's in his name?
Well, his Twitter handle was a little bit long, and they had Nicholas in front of Roshan, which makes no sense. I don't know.
What, his first name?
Nicholas Roshan? I'm not
sure. Gojo, you look mortified up there. What is happening? And Mikey A has just dissolved into the shadow somewhere.
He does. That's a shadow.
Go ahead, Gojo. I'm sorry.
Listening to Mikey gush over the brilliance of this 16-year-old kid.
He's amazing.
From Malaysia.
What bigger kiss of death than Mikey going to this kid and saying, you've got a bright future ahead of you? I mean, that poor bastard.
He's got 4 million TikTok followers. 4.2 million.
Yeah. Yep. But to Mike's point, is there anyone, if you're a 16-year-old kid, is there anyone you less want telling you that you have a bright future ahead of you than Mikey C?
Listen.
Because he knows what a bright future looks like.
Well, and Mikey established his own expertise. He's like, I just got to tell you, the sound modulation, we in the bit.
Yeah.
Really love that one. You're going to go
on over modulation.
You're going to go a long way in this industry, son, if you just keep over modulating.
Yes. And Mikey A, we're glossing over something very important here. He was vaping in our studios.
He was vaping in the studios.
I was hoping nobody caught that.
He's vaping in the studios.
I was hoping nobody caught that. You said it in the intro.
Yeah, I probably should have edited that out.
Mikey is literally vaping in the studios, talking to an underage kid from Malaysia and recording it. Like, it's just...
It was Monday. What do you expect?
I gotta tell you, based on everything you just said, he wins the debate. I mean,
I'll tell you what, he's got an answer for our next question.
Wait, does that mean Mikey's in the new Borat movie?
That's my favorite foreign athlete now, that guy.
Roshan.
By the way, Stu Gatz, when you tweet this out, you have to tag Roshan on Twitter because that's what Mikey negotiated for him doing that interview.
The kid was very pleasant. Really? He asked nicely.
Whoa.
He's very negotiating with me.
You're negotiating with my Twitter feed, though? You're negotiating with my Twitter feed.
And you have to play it on the Levitard show.
I was getting to that part.
don't think it's just the Levitard show. It's your afternoon show.
And he told him it was going to be on One Big Thing.
Wait until he doesn't hear himself on First Take.
I mean, when you talk about somebody with the skill of a Roshan Gene, the temerity, the unmitigated ball, to go on with Mikey C.
I didn't know that was in there. I did not know the fake Mikey C. Have you heard Mikey G's fake Mikey C?
I have not heard that before. That's the first time we've ever heard that.
What I told you guys, I could bench press 185.
Yes, more of it.
So what did you think of Roshan? His poetry is amazing, isn't it?
Wait, who said that, Mikey C or Mikey G? Because I don't know.
Oh, my God. Who was that?
He was wondering what you thought of him.
I loved it. I thought it was spectacular. I really did. I mean, I was laughing out loud the entire time at how uncomfortable it was.
Roshan, who are you talking to? It's a 50-year-old from America.
He's smoking.
Born up and he's smoking.
I don't want to put too much work on Mikey, but I'm begging. I hope that we can get to some sort of weekly poetry with Mikey.
Oh, yeah. How about my poem, too? That was pretty good, right?
That's what I just said.
Oh, okay.
All right. We got to finish off the debate here because Gojo's got to get out of here, and I have a Hall of Famer coming up, a legend. Doc
but Everett. I won.
Yeah, we're actually double booked on Supodity, which is rare. Mikey C, we'll start with you, and I think I know your answer after listening to what you just did with a 16-year-old boy from Malaysia, but we're going to start with the topic is the border. As of August 7th, work had been completed on 30 miles of new barriers along the U.S.-Mexico border, and improvements had been made to 245 miles of existing barriers. Mikey C, what's the most borderline thing you've ever done or said at work?
I was actually going to go with my Leonard Fournette take, which I said right on this program, like back in the day, I said Leonard Fournette was going to be an NFL bust, and it was right on the border for like a couple of years. But then, as we could see, where is he now? It proved to be correct. So I'm going to go with my Leonard Fournette take, which actually people heard.
I don't think you get what border – never mind.
I think your answer probably should have been vaping in the studio while talking to a 16-year-old boy from Malaysia. But yeah. Stu got the same question.
Why would I incriminate myself again after I did it once?
What was that, Sanzik?
What's the most borderline thing you've ever said or done while at work?
The episode that we all did on athletes that can open penises.
Fair point.
Luther Head.
Houston Nut.
Giancarlo Stanton.
Waiting for my
James Harden.
Jorge Posada.
James Harden.
Hey, I
had it in me, did you?
I didn't think you had Posada in you until this podcast. That's correct.
Yes. No, we did not think you had any wit off the top of your head in you. That's what you're asking. Good job out of you.
Don't forget to include the kid's name in the tweet, please.
Okay. Oh, no. Right. Seriously. I've been enough.
All right, let's
book that kid on this podcast.
Let's move on to the election. Stu Gatz, we'll start with you. Many Americans will be voting by mail this election. What's the last thing you've sent in the mail?
Banana bread. I sent a banana bread.
You not, Abby.
You mother. Damn you. Not Mikey C's check for doing this.
For sure.
That's Venmo.
Created a whole Venmo. For
Wait, no, he's still not. He's still Mikey. Hey, he's still not certain it's his Venmo. He created it.
Okay, it's got $1 I got to give back to somebody in it.
Well, I think you got to link it to a bank account, which I'm sure is trouble for Mikey.
Oh, God. I'm not sending
it. Can he link it to the mattress?
It's my Venmo. It's got $1. My buddy sent me $1, and he's been wanting it back, and I can't even give it back to him.
True or false, Mikey gets a check from ESPN and cashes it where Sanjeet works, and he gets cigarettes immediately.
Yes. Sargeel, and yes.
Sargeel. Yes, him
Sargeel.
Too.
And by the way, Sargeel, I need Sargeel on the pod. How much money has Mikey C. cost himself by using the bank machine at Sargeel's gas?
I didn't even think he has got $1.50 surcharge on it.
I don't even think he uses the machine. Instead of getting chips like you would at a casino, Mikey says, I'll just take it in cigs.
Is it possible that Sargeel is both the gas station attendant and Mikey C's banker?
Possible or likely?
Mikey C, what's the last thing you sent in the mail?
I had to send my PlayStation 4 back in the mail because the hard drive broke. And luckily it was under warranty because I just bought it a few months ago. And I had to go down to, what's it called? Well, is it the mail if I went to...
like a packing ship?
No, FedEx.
Yeah, mail or something.
All right, because if not, I really don't remember the last thing I mailed. I will be sending in like some of these Marlboro points, though, as soon as I find something I like. Like, I got all these...
Oh, God.
All these damn... empty cigarette boxes that I have to send back in. And they make you send the proofs of purchases in.
Careful, Mikey. I think those are holding up the house.
And if anyone wants to donate some marble points to me, I could actually maybe get the drone that I want. But right now, all I could get is this leather lighter.
That's everybody what they who uses
a leather lighter. A leather lighter.
Everybody else who uses Marlboro points is dead, Mikey.
That's what Philip Morris is offering in exchange for your life and your lungs. Is a
it's a drone.
A leather lighter.
You saw you can't see it, but I've got so many damn empty cigarette boxes, and I'm just up to like a freaking leather lighter case.
I do love, I think I love the idea, the visual of like a Jenga, like Mikey C's house built on a pound of just a million empty boxes of cigarettes. You pull one out and the house collapses.
I'm crying. Those are load bearing boxes.
Jenga. Mikey,
I'm crying.
Too bonny.
He's still pulling them out.
Holy shit. I vote for Mikey C.
I vote for Mikey C.
But I haven't sent him yet, so I still got to do it. Here's another box.
I'm crying. Michael just showed me his tears.
Oh, boy.
Mikey A is showing me his tears. He has faded into the shadows again.
Stupidity!